Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Oh, you know that song? You know who it is?
Can you say ass on the radio?
Well, yes, you just did again. No, you just didn't, but basically you did. I used to call him the Bay Area's weatherman. Now I just call him Dr. Wind. Bill Martin.
Oh, my God.
KTVU.
Oh,
Billy, what's up?
I can't believe you guys made a drop out of that.
Hey, Bill, you don't realize how many drops we can make out of your appearances on this show. You can't do that. That'd be a whole segment. We don't even need you to have you on.
We could put together a full conversation without you because of all the drops we have.
Me. Seriously, the station asked us just if you guys ever get in a contract dispute to come up with enough sound so we can have you basically pretend you're there for the next
like a deep fake.
Hold on a minute, Bill. Hold on. Just give him a sampling, Tim, of some Bill Martin drops. Here we go. Tim's gonna find them for
and
you.
Go back like 20 years.
Exactly.
Oh, they're amazing. They're the most amazing things.
I've changed so much over the years. Like
I watched that Beaver show. You ever seen that one?
Okay, but please do that one again.
I watched that Beaver show. You ever seen that one?
See?
What Beaver show was that?
Bill doesn't even remember half the saying. I'm like, what happened?
Oh my
goodness. How you been?
I've been good. I miss you guys. I actually called Tim today because I wanted to talk. His baseball thing last night was huge. Dude, that was all weather. That whole game comes down
that's
to
you.
Comes down to the wind. Oh, my God. Right. And so it's funny because, you guys all know what we're doing with baseball and stuff. But just watching the winds in the first and the ninth inning were howling. Mm. Well, winded howling, which that's when Longoria hit his ball in between that when it wasn't so windy and the ball went out. The wind killed that pitch with Lux.
Yep.
Not that pitch, but the ball.
Yep. Just,
if he'd hit it to right field, that would have gone. If Longoria had been playing, had hit his ball in the first of the ninth inning, it probably wouldn't have gone out. So he lost. Okay, for instance, Lux lost when he was 35 foot on that ball.
Did he really?
Wow. And the ball got pushed 19 feet to the left. So
where did that wind come from? Where does LA get their winds? Is it just the Pacific Ocean, or is there what was going on last night? Because Jaime Harin, who's like the longtime Spanish broadcaster for the Dodgers, been there for decades, said that it was the worst wind he's ever seen.
I would say that's right. I think last night was most of those Dodgers. I'm sure Lux has never saw a wind like that. Or if they had maybe once in their career, because it was a kind of a west northwest wind, kind of a funky wind direction, had a Santa Ana component to it, but was just coming from left field to right field, right across there. And if you could hit the ball, like for instance, so Longoria's ball, it went up 135 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Did that, why that went out? Because it was above. It was above the stadium lights at that point. That thing is, it gets above the turbulence of the wind, right? So that helps a lot. Lux's ball only went 119 feet high. So So it stayed below. It was lower, and so it didn't have the ability to get out as easily. So there's just a lot. When the wind comes across that stadium, you guys, because it's a circular stadium like Oakland, because we're doing stuff there too. When the wind comes over that stadium, it wants to bend. It wants to refract, and it pushes balls around. Now, here's the weird part. Remember when Duggar moved to the right and then lunged to the left?
Yep.
He moved to the right. He moved to the right, but that because the – and then lunged to the left because – at the surface where he is, the wind reverse. So the wind comes in high, coming in out of the right. Can you picture this? Comes in across left field to right. But when it gets halfway through the stadium, it turns and comes back. So that's why he made that move at the very end. So this is the stuff. We're finding out so much stuff about ballparks, you guys, because we're doing, you know, as we're using CFD models and CAD models and putting this in. We do not have a setup at Dodger Stadium. We're in San Francisco, Chicago, you know all the spots. We're in Oakland and all these places. But we were able to look at some of the archival stuff that we have and figure out what happened last night. And I don't think I've ever seen a stronger example of a wind-impacted ball game. And, again, the Duggar thing is fascinating to me, right? That you watch that move, man. He moves to the right, and then he lunges left, which is the opposite, counterintuitive from what you would think.
Well, it's interesting because down there – I mean, the Santa Anas are the prevailing winds down there, but those are warm winds. And this was a cold, cool wind. And it was like 55 degrees. And I was like, usually when the Santa Anas, usually love the Santa Anas because it's like a warm breeze during the summer.
Yep.
But this one was, Steve Kerr, who lives down there, he was down there for the Laker game last night and they went somewhere to watch the game. He said he'd never seen it like that before. And he's been to tons of Dodger games growing up. He said he's never seen winds like that at Dodger Stadium. So it was an anomaly. And the funny part about it, Bill, was it just happened to coincide with hard hit balls in the air in different innings, because the one Taylor hit to right field may have been something that was gone earlier in the middle part of the game. And you know, maybe the height, as you said, had something to do with it. So it's really interesting. But you know what? Are you responsible for the wind overlays they show at Oracle before giant games, like those swirling winds? Okay, so because I was telling, I go, they're so confusing. There's just so much going on that I can't follow. Yeah. There's winds going here. There's bigger arrows. There's smaller arrows. There's red arrows. There's lime green arrows. And I was wondering if there's a way to, like, because I understand it more now that you've explained it, but just looking at it, I'm like, what the hell am I looking at?
Right.
I have no idea what's going to happen here. Like, but I mean, it makes sense that Longoria's is higher, because sometimes I'll look at the wind chart you guys have at Oracle and the wind's blowing out at the very top and it circles back in the middle section. So it's just, I mean, it's a weird phenomenon.
Well, no, and I love that I got to tell you, my new best friend is Mike Kruka. He and I have been working together the whole season. And he's into the wind. He's into it. And so he and I talk from time to time about this, and he's really under, he has a strong under, he's our, of all our users, he's a best announcer. He's our best by far. He understands what's happening. And just try to picture the wind coming over the top. Well, think about Barry Bonds. How high was he hitting those balls? That's why they were going out. You don't see a ton of balls going out anymore over there because guys aren't getting the ball up over 120 feet. Barry would pop them out to right. Right's a dead field at that ballpark in most prevailing wind situations. But Barry would get the ball up high enough. And so we're finding that in these stadiums. Well, I would say this first. Remember when they built AT&T or whatever, Oracle, or it's changed a bunch of names.
Yeah.
But when they built that, they went to the University of California, Davis, and had a meteorologist help them design that stadium. And he designed it thinking, okay, well, these prevailing winds, he didn't really – I don't think they did a nice, good job taking the effect of the city, the skyline, and of that stadium rim, and the asymmetry of that stadium, the cutouts, right? And so they thought, oh, this is going to be the hottest ballpark, park factors. You guys know what those are. It's going to have one of the highest park factors of any ballpark in the league. And it has one of the lowest because of that right field. You got to get the ball up high. So just picture this: when the wind comes in over the stadium, if it hits the lip of that stadium and it wants to bend down, and when it bends down, Mike and I were looking at this the other night. It bounces off the scoreboard, if you can believe this, and bounces right back. in your face as a batter. So if you, I never hit a ball in at that ballpark, but I know the batters.
You've never hit a ball, period.
That's so not funny.
as we all laugh.
Why would you do that right there?
That was cheap. Wow. I'm sorry. Continue on.
Because it was the perfect place to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if Mike Kruko we're not there to explain the wind speed and the arrows that we see on the NBC Sports Bay Area broadcast, I know I can speak for a lot of people when I say none of us would get it because it just looks like a bunch of arrows swirling around. So we appreciate the fact that you and Mike are together on that.
Yep.
Bill Martin, go ahead, please.
Well, no, what I was going to say was, and I don't know – We're a work in progress because what we're doing, nobody's ever done before. This is the first time we know more about ballparks, and we're doing some really high profile stuff coming up. I can't tell you what it is, but you'll see us. But this is high concept stuff, never been done before. We've got the patent on how we do this. Eventually, you guys, I think, don't you think your minds, because you have to see weather in 3D. You have to. And so it took me, when I started out as a meteorologist, it took me a while to do that. And so I think the more you get used to when you're looking at it, you're going to go, oh, there's the return flow. Because it's not all haphazard. There's a lot of – you'll go, oh, that scoreboard hits the scoreboard. Because you'll start to see it. You just have to look at it. They'll leave them up a little longer. We can quantify it. Like I just told you, they lost 35 feet on that ball hit. Was it Duggar?
Lux.
Lux.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost 35 feet on that ball because of that return flow and because he wasn't up high enough. So I feel like, and I appreciate, Larry, what you said, but I do feel like eventually people will figure it out and go, oh. Because it's not, it just seems odd to you guys because you're not used to looking at vectors flowing around.
Sure.
But at some point you will. So, but I do, when you guys tell me stuff, I take it to heart, and I can assure you that I got a group of guys that are going to go, okay, let's figure it out.
Hey, we feel the weather. We're just getting used to looking at the weather, so we're a little bit behind. Bill Martin, we're getting real nerdy with wind with the Bay Area's weatherman, Bill Martin of KTVU Channel 2. Can you give us any forecast for what we might see or feel wind-wise down at Dodger Stadium tonight?
Yeah, tonight's going to be a whole different ballgame, literally, in terms of how those balls come out of that stadium. It's going to look like it normally looks. It's going to be 62 degrees, which is a little cooler. Temperature will take a little bit off the ball. It may take a few feet off the ball. Cold, right? Remember the Detroit game, Giants playoff game? Mm-hmm. I don't know, can't remember, 5-6 years. That was 39, 40 degrees. It'll take some distance off the ball. But overall, the humidity's up a little. It's going to be typical night at that ballpark. So it's not going to be anything like last night. Last night, at one point, one of my buddies was telling me, because I guess one of the Dodgers pitchers was kind of got knocked off the mound, kind of took a step back because the wind, it was blowing. You can see, when you see people's jerseys moving at the field level, that you know it, you got some turbulence in there. The last thing I'd say to you is, well, maybe not be the last thing, but it's one of the things I'm going to say to you, because it might, I don't know if you got, but the, if you ever stay for a fireworks show after a football game or baseball game, watch the smoke. Just, and come on, we've all done it. And the turbulence in that, and you see, think you can visualize it right now at the ballpark and what it looks like. And that's on a non-wind day. These ballparks generate thermals. They generate wind shear. It's really stunning what we're finding. So it's pretty fun. We're having a blast.
No, it's great stuff. It'd just be nice if you told me before the games every once in a while. That might help me out.
Yeah.
Well, how would you use it, T-Bone? Would you? I mean, I like if I said to you, like tonight, I just told you the game at LA is going to be very much a typical Dodger Stadium game, not like last night. Now, last night, if I had told you last night,
might have bet the under.
Yeah,
right?
Might have bet the under last night.
Okay. Okay. So that would have helped.
Yeah. You get it now.
Sorry,
oh, you get it now.
Because
Bill gives me all this information like 10 minutes after the game starts. I'm like, well, what does that do for me?
Seriously.
That doesn't do me any good whatsoever. In fact, now I'm upset. I don't want to know the information now because now I'll be watching going, I could have won.
We need it in pregame, damn
it. Yeah, I like weather information a lot. So you can help me out in that regard.
I do. So that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, I'm not a gambler. Is it an over and under thing? Is that what we're going for at this point?
Yeah, they give you total number of runs that have to be scored, and you can either say I think there's gonna be less runs scored or more runs scored. Like tonight.
What was the total What was the total number of runs last
night? 7.5, which didn't even come close.
Yeah, it was an under. It was going to be, but I mean, then you would, you know what it would? We would lean towards the under. That would cement it.
Yes.
Your insider knowledge would cement it.
We'd all be rich.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, I am literally going to start gambling.
No, that's not the purpose of this conversation.
That's not the point.
Yeah, no. Yes. Why don't you pick up a nasty illegal drug habit while you're at it? No, we're far too old to be getting into stuff like gambling.
You need to gamble more, Bill. You sound like a guy who doesn't gamble enough.
Yeah, about a year from now, Bill will be on the corner hawking his weather invention.
That's the guy you used to work at KTVU.
Paying it for rent.
Say, man, you need a Doppler radar? I'll send it to you for real cheap. Real cheap.
This is really good. Oh, man.
Let me ask you, I know you guys are having fun at my expense, but...
We're having fun with you.
Are we having fun? Okay. So if I'm doing football, is it the same thing, over and under?
No, not really. I mean, the only thing with football over and under is if you get, like, really strong wind. But we're talking 40 miles an hour where you can't throw the ball. Maybe 25, 30 will work, too. But it's like football is all about throwing the ball. But you can still get goofy.
How about field goals?
Field goals that can affect if it's the right wind. But it's still, again, it has to be, like, a really strong wind, and those things are usually baked into the lines, or people will find out, like, what they'll just use, like, a generic weather report, which way the wind's moving and how strong it is. I think what's really interesting about yours, just from that application, it's got obviously a lot of other uses, is how much further a ball would travel under these conditions with this wind. So what you'd be looking for is, okay, if I got a fly ball hitting team and the ball is going to travel 15 feet further because of the wind conditions, well, then I'm going to have a better chance of having guys hit home runs. And if you hit home runs, then it's not a guarantee. It's just more information. That's all it is. So,
well, one of the things I know for sure is some of the team, we work with a bunch of teams now, like four, and I have been hearing the pitchers look at it a lot. Because you can pitch away,
because
if you got a dead right field like Oakland, which way are you going to throw the ball? Who are you going to draft? Right? I mean, so that makes sense it all makes sense actually.
I think it's really, and not just from a gambling application. Obviously, I'm kind of joking, kind of not. I think it's really interesting the way guys. Use it. Hey, we got to run, but before we do, go ahead, Tim. Come on, Bill. Let's do a couple more Bill Martin's greatest hits. Go ahead.
All right. I'm fishing this. It's the glory hole. It's my little secret spot up there. Like her sphincter shows up on the air because that's her move, is to throw her ass around.
Now, let's make it clear. Bill said that was his cat
he was talking about.
Let's at least give some context.
Yeah, he and I could have cut out a nice little life together.
Boom, boom, boom. Game on.
Still good.
We love you, Bill. Absolutely. Let's you know what we need to do? Now that we can actually get out, we need to get together and get a beer.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do it. You guys are all back at work today, too.
We are.
Yeah. We're in studio.
In studio.
All right.
So we need
I love talking to you guys. Thanks. Hey, thanks for hearing me out on this.
I loved it. I love hearing about stuff like that, and it clears up some stuff for me. Yeah, when I watch the overlays of the wind, now I kind of get what I'm looking at a little bit. And it does help to have Mike there explain it, but sometimes it just got confusing because over there at Oracle, it's just there's so much stuff going on with the wind. It's not two or three different directions. It's like 10 different directions. And, you know, the green arrows may be going one way in left field, but then in right field, they're circling and coming back and then moving this way. It's just, I mean, it's
now. I want to send you one of the things that we put together for Mike.
Okay.
And it'll show you left field, right field, center field on a typical day.
Okay.
And then show it to Larry and Rod, too.
Okay.
Just take a look at that. And look at it for more than a few seconds.
Okay.
And then tell me what you think. And also, can I pimp our website?
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
Okay, weatherapply.com, which is what it's us. So if you want to know more about us, that's cool.
Weatherapply.com. Okay, fantastic. Bill, we always love having you on. And I found that very interesting. And I think Giants fans found it very interesting that the wind killed the Dodgers last night. Have a good one, Bill.
See you, Bill.
All right, boys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.